Thomas, could you start by just describing what the impact and influence has been on you of your original BA dissertation, the inspiration of construction?
That dissertation was the first time I'd had had this space made, which was for really exploring an idea, and it's a brilliant thing to make someone do. You feel resistant to it. It feels, as someone whose natural urge isn't to write things, and it allowed me to dig in and into this thing that I'd actually avoided somehow, because I just felt that buildings, at a small scale, there was this sense of people who designed and made, and at the large scale, there didn't seem to be designing and making seemed to have disconnected from each other, and it became totally clear why that was through this research, was that the education was devoid of all making completely.
And so other people on your BA program were expected to create, not create buildings, but create chairs or other examples of product design, and so you were quite rare, I guess, in your year to actually step forward and create a building.
On an extraordinary course, and so there was an initial thing whereas I realised that I'd cornered myself in that the outcome of what I was writing was that I should try and put into action these words. And so I spoke to my tutors and said, so I'd like to make a full-size building, please. And they initially went, no, make a model. Make a model of it. That's fine. A model, yeah, everyone will understand a model. It's fine. But I knew that the what that research had shown was that this is your chance to build full-size. Why not? The reason I felt it was so important that the designers of buildings make things is not just from some romantic notion that isn't, it's lovely to feel the materials or some spiritual thing, is that you really get a feeling for how the physics of materials from experience yourself of using them. And that gives you confidence. And if you haven't used the material, you actually aren't on a solid footing when you're speaking to a contractor or a fabricator or a welder or something. If you've never welded, it's much harder to talk about the qualities you're wanting within the welding detail of a big building project. But if you've welded, you can, and somebody says, well, you can't do that. And you can say, well, you could if you reach from there, and maybe if we did that, and you get a, there's a different quality of interaction with that person when they, because contractors are really used to the designers of buildings not having a clue about what they do. And I've built, over the years as a studio going, we've found that you can make such a nice connection with the makers, because they suddenly realise you're not saying you're a better welder than them, you're not saying you're better at cabinet making, you're not saying any of that, but they have the sense that you know what they're dealing with.
Could you say something about how you see the workshop fitting within the life of the studio?
Well, I feel that at the root, at the core, whatever the expression is, we are makers. That we are making environments. We are making places that people are going to live in and around. So the workshop, the whole place is the workshop, really. And it's we have to have some computers in here and people who can use them and things. But there's rather than just something dies inside me when you hear people talking about the office. You just think, well, the thing that I'm keen for everyone who works here to just be reminded of all the time is that we're the sense of responsibility that sits on our shoulders for what we make and caused to be made. And that's the only way is by having a proximity to making.